shotglassdigital.com.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Bad Wolf Radio, a discussion and review podcast all about Doctor Who. I am one of your hosts, Aaron Goins, and I'm here with the man who maybe wasn't quite ready for a new companion, Adam Farmer.
You are so right about that. I don't know. I said I was ready.
Let's just throw it out.
Go for it.
Spoiler alert.
Major spoiler.
So before we jump into any more conversation about this, what happened, let's just throw that out there for right now. We can't say we didn't warn you. Spoiler alert, we're going to be doing full-on spoilers for the episode Face the Raven. So if you haven't watched it yet...
It's only a couple days old.
Turn this off and go watch it and then come back. So now that we got that out of the way...
Yeah, now that we got that out of the way. So... I couldn't help but think back to when we were preparing for Smith to go away, and both of us were like, oh yeah, we're ready for it, we're ready to move on. And then as soon as he was gone, I felt this horrible feeling inside that it was like, oh no, not yet, I don't want him to go, kind of Tennant, like, he didn't want to go, I didn't want Matt Smith to go. And this episode, as soon as everything was finalized, I had that same feeling of, I wasn't ready for this. I thought I was, but I totally wasn't ready for this.
Yeah, so we're kind of doing this unexpectedly or unplanned, this episode of Bad Wolf Radio. We had originally planned to let all three episodes of the finale play out. We were going to take a break for the holidays, and then we were going to come back and review it. But in light of what happened in this first episode, we felt like it was... big enough that we needed to actually come on and talk about it. So we're not super prepared. I know we don't have our typical show notes. I didn't actually go back and rewatch the episode, so I'm just going to go purely off of memory on what happened. But we did have, you know, a pretty big event that happens during the episode. We thought it would be worth at least having a short discussion. Maybe we won't do as long of an episode, a full-on review like we typically do, but we did want to at least talk about it.
Should we just kind of address the elephant in the room as far as what happened? I mean, you mentioned a new companion. I kind of danced around it. We still haven't said exactly what happened. Shall we just throw it out there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming anyone that's listening to this now either doesn't care to be spoiled or has already seen the episode. So yeah, go ahead. I'll give you the honors.
I don't know if I counted an honor, but at the end of the episode, Clara Oswald dies.
Yes.
She's gone. Like, it wasn't she forgot who she was. It wasn't the doctor left her behind. It wasn't she got sucked into the past. Clara Oswald flat out dies on screen. And a very, very traumatic death. I mean, there's inaudible screaming and everything.
Yeah. I mean, we're kind of jumping right to the big event, which is fine. This is probably, I think, am I wrong? This is the first and only of the modern companions to actually die.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think.
Now we're not counting. There's been a couple, I think, kind of off, like one-off side companions that the Doctor has come across who have died. I'm specifically thinking of the woman that was played by Kylie Minogue on the Titanic.
Right, right.
Who went off the ledge in the forklift, which is also a pretty bad way to go.
Yeah.
I think there may have been one other one. I'm not, like, right off the top of my head, I'm not thinking of, you know, who it might have been. But if we're talking just, main companions, so we're talking Rose... Martha, Donna, Amy, and now Clara. That's who I'm counting in this list. This is the first to actually die.
Well, I mean, even extend it to Mickey, Ricky, to Rory. I mean, you can even throw in some of those
River. River died, but her consciousness lived on in a computer, right?
That's the thing. Like before we knew who River was.
True.
That's when, I mean, we already knew she was gone. So that one even feels a little bit different than this.
And she's still running around. It's not like
we see her all the time.
One of the things I've heard, man, are we just going to just talk about Clara?
I'm totally cool with that. I think we can wrap up a lot of the story in just talking about Clara.
All right, we'll keep talking about Clara. And then we'll maybe backfill some of the other details of the episode as we go along. But one of the things that I had kind of wondered about Clara's death. Now, we were just kind of talking about River Song. You know, she technically dies with the 10th Doctor. Then we see her come back in a big way with the 11th Doctor. And now she's coming back with the 12th Doctor. And we have the whole idea of Clara jumping into the time stream. That was never really wrapped up. Do you think that although we have seen the death of Clara, maybe we haven't seen the last of Clara?
I would say that you aren't alone in thinking that. That thought never crossed my mind. I thought it was final. I thought it was taken care of, especially considering kind of all the things that we know outside of the show of what Jenna Coleman is going on to do. And she basically wanted to be done. She wants to move on. She has her own series coming out with one of the, I think it was Queen Victoria that she's going to be playing. So I don't think that, but there are definitely others that I've read just in the past couple of days that feel similarly. Like they have said, we've seen the death of Clara, but they don't get the sense that she's ultimately done, that we might still see her even show up within the next couple episodes of this series. I don't think that. I think she's gone. She's done. But what you mentioned about the time stream, you know what? It could happen. She could pop back up at some point. I kind of hope that she does it though. Just the way that it all went down, I think it would kind of lose its impact.
So if we're thinking out, you know, if we're just thinking real world, the actress, kind of what you said, you know, sounds like she's moved on. Likely, you know, maybe a couple, there are a few episodes left in the season, two episodes and a Christmas special. So if we're going to see her again, I think it's going to be in one of those. Beyond that, I think she's done with Doctor Who for now. You know, who knows, 5 years down the road, she may be looking for work and may come back. But I think she has no intentions of coming back to Doctor Who. So I think if we see her again, it'll be kind of a tribute. Maybe she does a quick cameo in the Christmas special, so she gets a more fitting goodbye to the Doctor. Maybe she gets a cameo in one of the next two episodes as a small part. But I think we have seen the end of Clara in universe, you know.
Yeah, and I would say I feel like it's a fitting end. Never once on watching the episode, never once after I had watched the episode and I was sitting in silence on my couch for the next 15 minutes trying to process what I saw, never once did the thought cross my mind that just didn't fit. Like everything about how it happened, even leading up to it, the story of her and Riggsy and the tattoo and her basically saying, hey, we're going to outwit Lady Me and I'm going to take this. And then she's going to have no choice but to make everything work out. Kind of that arrogance that we've seen from Clara throughout this series of her being the Doctor. She's learned all the Doctor's tricks. She can handle it. It felt so right. It felt fitting. Did you feel the same way?
It surprised me. I know you actually predicted when we were talking in our last episode, which oddly enough, we released that episode after Face the Raven aired. So some of our speculation in that episode was not very timely because it had already happened. But you had predicted that she was going to die in this episode. You actually predicted it. I think based on we were kind of talking pre-show, you had based it kind of on some of the episode descriptions that had come out. So you had some, you know, you were tipped off a little bit.
Yeah.
But definitely. I was saying I thought she was going to at least make it to the final episode of the season. I just was not expecting that they would kill her off before the season was over. Pretty much everything about this surprised me. I didn't expect her to go out this early, and I didn't expect her to go out like this. I thought she would have a little bit different of an ending. For whatever reason, I thought maybe she would... I know we were kind of trying to predict what type of ending Clara was going to have, but, and I don't even remember what I said back in that episode, but I did think that maybe she would have more of a happy ending. This is tragic. Like, it's not even like, oh, she's going to die. She did sacrifice herself, but unknowingly, you know, she thought she had outsmarted someone, and she kind of outsmarted herself.
Yep.
And it is fitting for Clara, because Clara, you know, and they even kind of talk about in the episode, like she had gotten too smart for her own good. She was trying to be too much like the doctor and forgetting that she is mortal. And she just, you know, she just made the, you know, was a little too arrogant and made the wrong decision and kind of unceremoniously dies.
Yeah, it's so, I don't know, but there's the scene where, I don't know, I feel like I need to give some background. So, like, Rigsy shows up. We made a big deal about Rigsy showing up and leading up to this episode, and it seemed kind of laughable. As soon as the episode started, it was like, okay, this is kind of strange. But as the story goes on, Rigsy totally starts to kind of fade into the background. And I thought at least his part in the episode was really well done. Like, even towards the end, I did go back and try to watch Clara's last moments one more time. And even towards the end, when, like, it's the big focus on the doctor and Clara and everybody else is kind of in the background, and they, like, flash to Rigsy and it looks like he's going to jump in and, like, try to say something. And Clara just basically tells him to shut up. Like, this isn't your moment. Don't even try to feel guilty about this. It's not about you. And then it hones back in on the doctor and Clara. But all of that to say, like, there's the part where Clara and Rigsy are talking about the tattoo, and like you said, like, she feels like she's the doctor. She thinks that she knows all of the doctor's tricks, and why should she be any different than the doctor? And she, like you said, she outsmarted herself. She thought she knew. It was an arrogant move. And she, it comes back to get her in a pretty big way. But you kind of had that feeling that it was going to happen. Even at that point, something just didn't feel right there.
Yeah. I didn't think it was going to happen. Even with, you know, her taking the tattoo and all that stuff, and I was thinking, okay, you know, they're going to figure their way out of this. I was kind of like her, you know, I was naive, thinking the doctor figures out how to save his companions. And I thought this was another one, because it's not like the first time we've had episodes where they make us think that a companion's going to die. You know, we even had an episode where Rose starts out and says, "This is the day that I died," you know, like, they always like to try to trick us or make us think that somebody's in danger, but in the end, they always make it. And we knew Clara was leaving the show, so maybe it should have tipped us off a little bit. But for me personally, even as it kept getting closer and closer to the end, and, you know, the thought that she might die, I still thought they're going to get out of this somehow.
Well, how many times has she died in the season already? Or how many times has the doctor thought she was dead? I'm pretty sure in most of the episodes he's thought she was dead. So the witch is familiar. She was as good as dead there. The doctor was angry because she was dead. Mm-hmm. The under the lake, I think you could probably go as far as to say that the doctor was at least concerned about her because they got separated and everything like that. Yeah, she did get sucked up by false Thor, or not false Thor, false Odin, and the doctor thought she was dead then. It seems like, case in point, almost every episode, the doctor has thought she was dead. They kind of gave the indication, like, oh, she could die here. And yet, like you said, she always has gotten out of it thus far. So I could totally see how this instance probably would have just been run of the mill for the series where we're at right now.
Well, even as far back as Clara's introduction into the show, I mean, we have Souffle Girl, who dies, and then we have her in the Christmas special, and she dies at the end of that. And I guess the explanation as to why she was there and was able to die and still be, you know, around later on was the fact that she had jumped into the time stream. You know, so she was able to kind of pop up in all these different areas and continue to live, even though different versions of her were dying, I guess, was kind of the explanation. So, you know, they easily could run with this sometime down the road and have her come back. You know, there is definitely that opening. But I think the way, just the finality of it all, with the big, you know, both characters get some pretty big speeches at the end. I think that they are definitely planning for this to be the end of the character. Not that they don't have a few loopholes if they wanted to take them.
Yeah. And how about those speeches?
Yeah. I mean, I love it when the Doctor gets angry. It's one of my favorite things about Doctor Who. I just like it when he gets angry and starts to really flex his Time Lord muscles, you know, and kind of scares the crap out of me or a Shielder and
or Maisie Williams.
And I kind of like that Clara jumped in and was like, whoa, hold on, you know, like, stop, don't try to avenge me, you know. And she gives, I only watched the episode once, so I didn't go back and rewatch you know, what she said. I definitely will do that again, but yeah, she had some pretty strong words. And then I like, after she's gone, how the Doctor is still kind of like, he still kind of scares a Shielder. And it's just, yeah, like, yeah, wherever you send me.
the universe is very small when I'm angry with you.
Right. So
that's, I loved how Capaldi, just how the Doctor at that point, he was definitely angry, he was definitely filled with wrath, but it was very subdued. Like, it was, you knew that it was bubbling below the surface and he was ticked off, but it was very controlled and it wasn't over the top. It was very well played with the whole, like, your street, the thing that you care so deeply about, it's done, it's over. I will bring the whole, he says, the whole laughing world, the Cybermen, give me a second. I'll even have this, the Daleks and UNIT on your street. It was just so calm and subdued the way that he played it. I loved it. And then when Clara jumps in and she gives her emotional plea to, like, don't disrespect my memory with revenge, be the Doctor, don't be a warrior, the pulling at his emotions, even the line of, like, I know you want to be the warrior, but you would stop at the sign of the first crying child. Like, that's not who you are. And just the way that Capaldi reacted to that, it was, again, very, very subdued. He wasn't bawling and wailing, though he knew what was going to happen. He wasn't falling apart. He was standing there and it was all in his eyes. That last part of the episode is just incredible. I could just go back and rewatch that part over and over and over again because it was so, it feels so powerful for just being a Doctor Who episode.
Yeah, and I know we've kind of talked about Clara as a character, and, you know, I think each of us have said at different times we're okay with her moving on and possibly getting another companion. And I know I've been kind of, you know, a little harsh on Clara throughout different episode reviews. I think even in the last episode, I was kind of joking how she was pointless in that episode, you know, right. But she has been with the Doctor for quite a while now. She's been with two different doctors, three, if you count the War Doctor,
and totally different doctors,
Yes. And, you know, as much as I may not have preferred her as a companion over some of the other companions, you know, there was still things about the character that I liked. I actually really like Jenna Coleman as an actress. And so just this, once I realized it was happening and I started to have that, oh crap moment, you know, where I was just like, oh crap, they're going to kill her.
They're actually,
like,
this is going to happen right now.
Like, I'm watching this, like, they're literally going to kill her in a pretty horrific way. Like, you know, she's not going out, you know, heroically. She's not going out with, a lot of flair. She's not getting any kind of happy ending. She is literally, you know, going out in fear, you know. And yeah, it was just, it hit me harder than I thought it was going to. I didn't think I would care as much, but with this companion, actually had a bigger impact on me to watch this death than it did the whole, you know, Angels in Manhattan thing with, you know, Amy and Rory, two of my favorite companions, you know, leaving the show. That didn't really hit me, you know, because they kind of had that, you know, they're still alive, you know, they just got sent off to another time.
They were still together. Yeah. They could live out their life happily, that type of thing, yeah.
But this was just like, oh, man, it was rough. You know, it was almost to the level of, like, the 10th and Rose kind of getting separated.
Yeah.
And that wall between them, and they're kind of each on the side. Like, that was kind of that big emotional losing of a companion that I can compare this to, where you were just like, wow. And like you were just saying, with the way the doctor handled it, you know, kind of just standing there, it definitely shows the differences between the doctors. Because if that was Smith, if that was Tennant, there probably would have been a lot more emotion on their faces, even maybe tears, especially with Tennant. You know, if they had gone through a similar thing. But this is just a different version of the doctor. You know, he's hardened. He's looking at this differently, and just not having that. Although I'm sure he was having all kinds of emotion going on inside of him. You couldn't really see it on his face other than maybe anger.
Yeah, and I don't know how I could watch Smith handle something like this. Like, it would have been an interesting aspect of Smith's character to watch his doctor go through something to this extent. And I can't see that play out in my mind. I don't know how that would work. But with Capaldi, like you said, it feels like he's seen so much more. He's been through so much more. He says, stay with me. Don't run. Just stay with me. And Claire's like, nope, I'm going to, which I loved, I'm going to face this like Danny Pink. I'm going to die well. And then she walks out into the street. And I didn't expect Capaldi's doctor to stand in the door and watch all of it take place. Like, I expected him to stay inside and, like, see something on his face when the inaudible screaming started. But no, he quietly stands in the door. He doesn't move. He watches every part of it. It's really dark. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, him just standing by and watching it. And then he calmly walks back inside and he talks to Lady Me and he threatens her and then he's gone.
Yeah, man. It was powerful. I definitely need to rewatch it. I haven't had a chance yet. But yeah, it was a really powerful ending to a companion.
Yeah, and just stepping back from that, what were your thoughts on the episode as a whole? Did the episode fit something this big happening in it?
It definitely took a turn. It starts out almost comical, you know, with Rigsy. You know, well, first of all, we were
kind of Lucy.
We were talking about Rigsy, almost as we were talking about this season and going through. I remember we had that episode where we were going through each episode description.
Yeah,
and we were kind of given our brief thoughts, maybe some predictions. And I remember when we got to this one and we were like, oh, Rigsy's back. You know, of all characters for them to bring back, they're bringing Rigsy back, you know? Because we didn't necessarily love Flatline that much. At least I remember not liking it as much. I don't remember what you said.
The Doctor had a good speech at the end. Outside of that, it was one of those episodes.
But one of the down points of that episode, I think we both agreed on, was Rigsy.
Yeah, goofy character. Just kind of really came goofy. Out of nowhere.
The actor kind of just, I don't know, like, it just didn't seem right. It just didn't fit as well, and it wasn't a character that I really enjoyed as much. But this time around, actually, and you kind of already said it earlier, but I actually really liked him.
Yeah.
I don't know if the actor just, you know, has a more subtle performance this time, or, I mean, he still kind of had that goofiness about him, but it just wasn't as bothersome.
Yeah.
So I actually really liked him as the episode went on, you know. I was kind of like, oh, I'm glad that they brought him back to kind of prove to me that characters can grow and I can't always judge them right out the gate. So yeah, I liked Rigsy. But yeah, the episode itself kind of did take a turn because it starts out a little goofy. You get them trying to figure out where the secret road is.
Where the trap street is.
Right, and then they find it, and then I'm thinking, okay, I'm like, you were saying that you started watching Harry Potter.
Right? I know, right? Diagon Alley.
Right, that, this is Diagon Alley.
That's exactly what it is.
You know, it's a hidden alley. It's even when they get there and you kind of see the way that it looks and stuff, it did have that Harry Potter feel to it. Totally. So, but we knew that Maisie Williams was coming back, you know, seeing her show up. But then it kind of all just took that dark turn. And so I'd say at the very beginning, and that's probably one of the reasons why I didn't see it coming, the whole death, because at the beginning it just started out as this lighthearted episode. And then as it starts to get darker and darker, the tone definitely matched the gravity of what ends up happening.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Like towards the start of the episode, Riggsy, he was a welcome character in the episode. He wasn't that same guy that we saw flatline last series. And it seemed like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it seemed like as the show progressed, he slowly floated more and more and more to the fringes of the episode. He was still there to act as the entire reason why they were even on the street to begin with. But it seemed like he was getting pushed to the edges as the story was progressing. But even then, you had Maisie Williams showing up as Lady Me, and it just, everything, every person, every main character of the story just felt on point the entire time. Anytime that they did show up, anytime Riggsy was supposed to be in the scene, it worked. He had his daughter to care about. He had that concern. He had everything worked out perfectly. And then Lady Me, the whole idea of her still forgetting who she was, reading about Clara and her diaries. Maisie Williams is incredible. I hope that this isn't the last time that we see her, even in this series. The way that she interacts with the doctor is just great. I love it. I thought the story overall was a really cool story. Again, it just seemed like it was nothing more than the vehicle to bring about the big scene with Clara and the doctor at the end, though.
Yeah, and it's also the vehicle that's going to take the doctor to wherever he's going for the finale.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know anything about what's happening next. I haven't read any kind of spoilers or anything like that. So I don't know what's coming up. I don't know if it ties into the Christmas special, but we do know that the doctor has basically been teleported, I guess you could say, to some unknown place. TARDIS-less, right?
Yeah, TARDIS-less.
So we don't
he doesn't
know.
Even have the key to the TARDIS anymore.
So yeah, he seems to be in a pretty dark situation. He just lost his companion. He just watched his companion die. It's not like he just had to leave her behind. You know, he just watched her die, and then now he's on his own. You know,
yeah.
So this could lead into, you know, the next two episodes are extra long, right?
Yeah. So some things that came out about this next episode. This next one is 65 minutes long.
Wow. That's not like only, an episode and a half.
Yeah. Not only is it 65 minutes long, though, but this is the episode that everybody's like, oh man, Doctor Who's experimenting again, because they've already tried the found footage format. This next episode is Peter Capaldi entirely by himself. There is nobody else in this episode. So it's 65 minutes of Capaldi alone.
Wow.
Yeah, let that sink in.
I don't know how I feel about that. You know, and that's another reason why I was kind of, after watching this episode, and thought, you know what, we should just go ahead and review it now rather than wait, because it does seem like this episode, although the events that happen at the end directly lead into the events that happen at the beginning of the next episode, it does seem like it's kind of a separate thing.
Oh yeah, definitely. It is totally. It see, other than the fact that he's going to know how he got there and he's going to know what happened before, it seems like it's going to be entirely different than anything that we've seen up to this point. It's a story all by itself. And then following this episode is going to be, I believe that's the 55 minute episode. So only slightly longer than normal.
Okay. So I'm trying to remember some details. What was Ashildur's motivation for doing it? Is this revenge? Is this, she just thinks that she's protecting the world from the doctor? Does she vocalize what her motivations were?
So essentially the street that she is on, the trap street, the street that's invisible to all normal humans, is essentially a refugee camp of aliens from all over the place. I mean, we even saw a Cyberman and an Ood helping a Cyberman out. So there's this very special street that she's now the mayor of. She's Mayor Me, and some unknown party approached her and basically said, we will allow the street to exist as long as you give us the doctor. So basically blackmailed her. Is that the right thing? They threatened her. And so she knew that she had to give over the doctor, but she didn't intend for it to happen this way. She intended for the doctor to surrender his key, doctor be teleported, take the tattoo off Riggsy, the chronolock off Riggsy, and then everything would be fine. And Claire basically messed it up.
Right. Which makes it even more tragic.
I know, right? Really. It was all supposed to work out.
She literally died for no reason.
Yep.
Yeah, wow. So the doctor is now, he has been sent to whoever these people are that wanted him. Is that where we're supposed to think he's gone?
Yeah, so he's gone someplace. I mean, he's even turned over his confession dial. So, I mean, it sounds like the doctor's as good as dead. Wherever he's going, which, if I remember the titles for these episodes, it's like Heaven Sent and
Hell something.
Yeah, Hellbound, Heaven Sent. I don't know. It's something that gives some thought of death or the afterlife. The big question is who wants the doctor? We had Missy Davros in the Daleks at the start, and we haven't seen hide nor hair of them since. Could it be Missy and the Daleks have come up with some plan to get the doctor?
Yeah, so the last time we saw Missy was with the Daleks, but they were kind of capturing her, I guess you could say.
And so, she did make some comment at the end, though, where she said, like, I know what to do with this, or I know how to handle this, or basically, like, she had some devious plan or scheme. Go for it.
Let me just say right now, I hope it's not. I've had my fill of Missy this season.
I don't. After two episodes, you've had your fill?
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, she's one of those characters. Although I've grown to like what she brings to the show, I can only take her in small doses, and I don't necessarily even the Daleks. Like I like the Daleks, you know, from time to time, but they can get a little overwhelming. So if they did a Missy / Dalek finale, that's who the Doctor was facing off against, I would be sorely disappointed.
I would be disappointed if it was Missy and the Daleks, not for the reasons that you said, but number one, because last episode or last series, we had the whole like, ooh, who could it be? Who's this mystery person? And it was Missy showing up at the end to kind of take over everything. And she was with the Cybermen. It would kind of feel very much similar if at the end we found out, oh, who is this mystery party? Oh, it's Missy and the Daleks. Like, I don't know. It would seem kind of anticlimactic. I would love if whoever orchestrated all of this, whoever resulted in the death of Clara, I would love if it was just some new nefarious third party coming out of nowhere to capture the doctor. I'd love if it was something new. I would love if it was something dark. I think it would set the stage so well for a series 10 that really where's the enthusiasm for series 10? Where are they going to go from this? I mean, we're going to get a new companion, but give me something dark to be afraid of for series 10.
So just as a reminder, do you want to hear the synopsis for Hell or Heaven Sent and Hell Bent?
Is it Hell Bent?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, let's give it to me.
Okay. So, Heaven Sent. Trapped in a world unlike any other he has seen, the Doctor faces the greatest challenge of his many lives. One final test, and he must face it alone. Pursued by the fearsome creature known only as the Veil, he must attempt the impossible. If he makes it through, Gallifrey is waiting.
Interesting.
Do you remember that? I know we had actually read that synopsis pre-season when we did our rundown.
Yeah.
But now it seems to have a little bit more meaning.
Yeah. I'm interested to know what the veil is.
The veil. Gallifrey is waiting if he can make it through. They're saying it's at one final test, so they're, obviously trying to make us think that the doctor may not make it, although I think we're pretty sure he's going to.
Yeah, that's kind of a given.
But yeah, so maybe there's something here where maybe it's a tie-in with Gallifrey. Maybe some of the Gallifrey High Council set this up. We know that he has a lot of enemies when it comes to Gallifrey. So
So
yeah.
that's heaven bound,
That's
correct?
Heaven Sent.
Heaven sent.
And then Hell Bent. Here's the synopsis for that. If you took everything from him, betrayed him, trapped him, and broke both his hearts, how far might the Doctor go? Returning to Gallifrey, the Doctor faces the Time Lords in a struggle that will take him to the end of time itself.
Oh, well, we now know who the mysterious third party is.
Who is the hybrid, and what is the Doctor's confession? So there we go.
Oh, snap. We just spoiled the rest of the
I was gonna
series for
say
ourselves.
the official synopsis gives us a lot of information, but this is the official synopsis, so I mean you can't necessarily call it a spoiler. But yeah, you're right. It does kind of shed a lot of light on where this is going. So yeah, Gallifrey.
Wow, why are they so angry with the doctor?
Well, he did send them off to nothingness.
He sent them off to Cup of Soup Land, where they're safe.
But they didn't know. Well, if you look at it from the perspective of the people who were sent off, they don't know that they were supposed to die. Right?
True, true.
They don't see the doctor as their savior,
Yeah.
although he was. They see him as the person that basically, sent them into oblivion, I guess you could say. So they probably still don't look on him favorably.
Huh. Well,
I almost wish I didn't read that.
I know. I kind of wish I didn't read that, but it will still be interesting to see how they give us the Time Lords. It will be interesting. And hey, we get to know who the hybrid is. What really is the hybrid?
Yeah, so they're going to follow up with the hybrid idea. They're going to follow up with his confession, and we get a return to Gallifrey. So,
I'll take it. That's a good way to wrap up the season. I mean,
yeah.
we talked about it last time that we thought we were going to get that series eight, and then we've gone almost two series without having any real mention of Gallifrey, any real story involving Gallifrey. So hey, we'll wrap up series nine with Gallifrey itself. I'll take it.
Yeah. So, anything else in the episode Face the Raven that I guess we had the alien with the head on the back of the head,
Yeah,
the face on the back of the head.
that was freaky. I loved what they did with it though. The one face that looks in the past, the one face that sees into the future. I don't know. There were so many cool concepts within this story. And again, it was one of those stories that taking each individual element, it was just like, "Oh, wow. I really wish I could know more about that." Like they did such a good job of adding these things to the story, and never once did I think, oh, that's just kind of goofy. Why do they do that? Like everything blended together so well, from the telepathic worms that messed with everybody's perception, so they could see what they wanted to. I thought that was cool. To the people that had faces on the front of their head and the back of their head, that was cool. To the weird glitches over the aliens that made them look one way and then the other way. I mean, everything felt so good in this episode. It was just a really solid story. It's a good way to start to get the ball rolling to wrap up this series, especially after two pretty weak stories in my mind. The Zygon invasion inversion that left a little bit to be desired, and then the weird one-off what just happened episode of Sleep No More.
Right. Yeah, I agree. This was definitely one of the best episodes this season, if not the best episode.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
It's you have these big moments that happen in Doctor Who. Typically, you have regenerations, you have new doctors, you have new companions, you have companions leave. They're kind of the big those are the big moments. And sometimes those moments are put inside of a really good episode, and sometimes they're not.
Called Christmas?
Yeah, for me personally, an example would be Matt Smith's, you know, regeneration happened within an episode I didn't like at all. You know, so that kind of soured it for me. But I think this, you know, being Clara Oswald's, you know, final episode, her death, it was actually in an episode that I really thought was done really well done. So,
yeah, you know, it was a good episode.
I was definitely happy.
And the only last thing I wanted to mention is I really liked the tribute TARDIS.
Yeah, that's kind of what sealed the deal for me as far as thinking that she's definitely dead. That there's not going to be some kind of the doctor goes, figures something out, saves her, brings her back, and then she gets a happy ending at the end of the season, you know?
Yeah.
I'm pretty, you know, with that whole tribute, I'm pretty sure that was almost the show's way of saying, hey, you know, she really is gone.
Yeah. And super fitting too. Like, we were introduced to Riggsy as the graffiti artist who was forced to scrub up graffiti off the walls of bridges and stuff. And I mean, that's a print that I would honestly like to have to hang somewhere. I thought that was a really cool looking TARDIS.
Yeah. Now the doctor will have the awkward moment where he has to decide if he's going to leave it on there when he sees it. Oh yeah, yep. That's nice. But,
poor chameleon circuit. It doesn't know what to do now.
Right. Yeah. So I'm guessing you do not have 7 questions prepared.
If you gave me about 5 minutes, I could probably spit out 7 questions, but no, I have nothing prepared.
Okay. I was just making sure before I ended it. Did you have anything else that you wanted to mention from the episode before we wrap it up?
No, I'd say let's go ahead and wrap it.
All right. Well, I think we can both safely say that through her ups and downs, we did appreciate Clara as a companion, and you know, we were sad to see her go, especially in the way that she went, and she will be missed.
I will miss the Impossible Girl and the Impossible Girl theme music, which always fit perfectly into the episodes where it showed up.
That is definitely a highlight of her time with Doctor Who, is she has very that memorable music.
Yeah.
That I feel like Capaldi doesn't even have that. You know, with Smith, he had kind of his theme that I
felt. The 11th hour.
Yeah, that was just awesome. You know, I loved it every time it came up. Like, it just gave me goosebumps. And then Clara kind of had hers. But yeah, I never, you know, like, they haven't really established that with Capaldi yet, at least not that I can recognize.
Yep.
So, but yep. And with the parting of a companion, we always get a new companion. So there's the looking forward to that, and also the nervousness of who is that going to be and are we going to like them?
Well, it's definitely not going to be Riggsy. He's a family man now.
It's not going to be Riggsy. It's not going to be a shielder.
Nope. She's definitely not going with the doctor.
It's not going to be Osgood. So nope. We've eliminated names, but we still don't know who it's going to be. So that'll be exciting to find out when that happens.
Yeah. It's a blank slate now, honestly. Like, once Series 9 ends, I have no idea where they can go with this story. It's a blank slate.
Especially if they were wrapping up stuff with Gallifrey.
Yeah.
That was kind of the big mystery that was still out there. So, well, as Doctor Who does, they're going to open up brand new mysteries, I'm sure, with the events of what's going to happen at the end of the season, the Christmas special. We have a lot to look forward to. And I think I saw that there's even been a little bit more information released about the Christmas special, some maybe a promo or something. So
it will be here. It's like 32 days till Christmas.
It's coming fast.
We'll be here before we know it.
All right. Well, I think we can go ahead and wrap this one up. As usual, you can leave us a review on iTunes. If you enjoy the show, we would love for you to head over to iTunes, leave us a nice 5-star review. You can follow us on Twitter at Bad Wolf Podcast. Check us out on Facebook, Bad Wolf Radio. And you can always send us an email, badwolfpodcast@gmail.com. And until next time,
later days.